こんにちは。
こんにちは。バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。びっくりしたじゃん。フランスの裁判所がマイケル・ジャクソンの死で精神的苦痛を受けたというファン5人の訴えを認め、マイケル・ジャクソンの元専属医コンラッド・マーレー氏に対し5人に1ユーロずつ支払うよう命じました。マーレー氏はマイケル・ジャクソンに多量の麻酔薬を投入し死亡させた罪で服役し、昨年10月に出所しています。著名人の死でファンの精神的苦痛が認められたのは世界初です。
Fans who sued Michael Jackson's doctor were awarded €1 each for the anguish caused by his death. The doctor, Conrad Murray, was released from prison in October of last year. This is the first time any amount has been awarded for emotional damages caused by a death.
Of a famous person.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyone, really. Right?
I guess...そうだね、そうかもね。でもこれさ、認めちゃうとさ、みんなできちゃうよね。
But what is this one euro thing?
Well, it's just like お金のためじゃないっていうことじゃない。だから。
So it's kind of just like this court's like, yeah, you shouldn't really have to pay any money, but I agree with them. You're a dick.
みたいな感じ多分。
That's all it really is, isn't it?
Yeah. なんか結構ひどいといえばひどいよね。もう一応刑務所に行って出所してきたわけじゃん。それで、このファン5人って別にだから知り合いでもないし、マイケル・ジャクソンの家族とかでもなんでもない人じゃん。それをさ、出所後にこんな責められてもみたいな感じじゃない。
Well, what if they awarded more money than that? It seems like, you know, what's to prevent everyone else who claims to be hurt by Michael Jackson's death from just lining up,
yeah,
and trying to get some payout?
そうね。でも一人1ユーロでもさ、積み重なったら大変なことになるよね、この人。
If all of Michael Jackson's fans,
all over the world,
yeah,
何に言うのかわかんないけど。
If you could just.Apply online or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. €1 wouldn't be enough for me to move my fingers.
そうだね。まあめんどくさいね。まあでも、でもそうするとさ、普通の人でもできるってこと？例えば自分の家族が殺されちゃった時に、その犯人にその死に死で精神的苦痛でしたって言って訴えることってないのかな、あんまり。でもできるってことだよね。
They don't do that. I mean, they don't have criminals don't have to pay for like emotional trauma or anything.
あれって emotional trauma に払ってんの、いつもなんか賠償金みたいな、ごめんなさい代みたいな。
I don't know how that stuff works at all.
ね、どうなってんだろう。まあでも。
A lot of the legal stuff makes little sense to me.
Yeah, そうだね。
Like, why?
It's really complicated, too.
One thing that's interesting about Japan, and completely different from the US, is the way they assign blame. So when there's a car accident, it's never... In the States, it's always like, this guy, this dude fucked up, you're good.
Ah.
Or...You know, it was this guy's fault, or it was no one's fault.、
Mm.
Or it kind of works on those extremes. But in Japan, it's like, oh, it was 70% your fault.
そうだね。
30% your fault.、
うん、
it's like, yeah, you didn't do anything wrong, but、うん、you could have done something to avoid this.、
うん、そうね。
So、まあ、then you kind of have to, you take that 30% or whatever it is.
なんかちょっとした喧嘩両成敗的なね。昔からあったと思うけど、日本はそういうなんかもう喧嘩とか事故に巻き込まれてる時点で自分にも落ち度があるっていう風に自動的になるみたいな。
Do you have any experience being in car accidents where they had to sort it out that way?
No, I don't think so.
No.
一回うちの車がぐっちゃぐちゃになったことがあるの、当てられて。でも、あの駐車の枠の中に止めてあったし、うちはだから 100% 悪くないっていう風になったと思う、それは。
Oh, I guess if you're not doing anything、at all.
乗ってなかったからね、yeah. そもそも。でも乗ってて事故にあった。でもあるあるある。ちっちゃい時なんか事故を起こした車がなんか人の車に当てちゃった車が逃げてたのね、で逃げながらうちの車にぶつかっていって、そのまま逃げて、それをうちのお母さんと最初に当てられた人が車で追いかけて、まあ、ちょっとしたところですぐ止まったんだけど。
I guess we need that EU kill switch。
そうね、そうすごかったんだよ。向かい側対向車線から来て、うちのミラーを折ってバーンって行っちゃったの、まあでもそれはうちどうだったか分かんない、私ちっちゃかったから。あんまりないよね、ある、ぶつけられたこと。
Yeah,
several. とか引かれるとか。
Yeah, bunch of times.
Once
I was in my、mom's car and someone hit us from the side、and then just drove offBut I remembered the license plate. I remembered the car and the color and the driver. But I forgot like one little thing on the license plate. And so the police said they couldn't do anything.
Eh? That's so weird.
I didn't know, like, I didn't see where the car was from. But I told them, just assume that it's here. Because,
そうだね。
Like, start here. Yeah. Start withThis could like what? How useless are you guys? Seriously.
あんま、私でも最近あったんだ。この間タクシー乗ってたら、あっちから車が来てガーンって当たった。それで運転手さんがどうしようどうしようって言って、私にあもう降りていいですよみたいな。So I just walked away.
One thing about Japan is.Anyone that's on a bicycle or walking is pretty much automatically not at fault if they get in an accident with a larger... Like if a motorcycle hits a bicycle, then it's the motorcycle's fault. Or if a car hits a Genski, it's the car's fault.
Well, unless those people were doing something wrong, 自分で, right? Like 信号無視したりとか。
No, it's very strict for whoever has the larger vehicle in Japan.
Oh, in Japan, by law. Yeah. Right.
The penalties are, like, way worse.
そうだね、確かに。
If you, like, hit a pedestrian and you're driving, it's like professional negligence.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work that way in most other places. It's really strict here.
そうね。Strict っていうか、変な風に strict だね。
They have stories where, like, a taxi driver ran over a homeless person.
Okay.
But the homeless person was like sleeping on the road at night.
Oh, wow.
Like, so dangerous, right? Just lying in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And I think that taxi driver ended up going to prison for like years or something.
Wow. まあでもそういうケースよく見るよね。なんか災難というかさ、もうどうにも避けられないのに、自分がすごい。何そういうペナルティされてるみたいな。
Yeah.
やっぱ車乗ってる人はね、一番怖いよね。その人引いちゃったり、なんか何自転車がフラッと出てきたりとかしたらさ、自分のせいじゃなくても自分のせいに何十パーセントとかなっちゃうもんね。
Yeah, easily.
That sucks. That's why I don't drive.
Well.You don't drive because if you drove, you would run people down.
そんなことない。はい、次。急速に少子高齢化が進む中国で、出会い系サイト、by.com の CM が話題となっています。CM は、病気のおばあさんが病院のベッドで何度も結婚したの?と孫に尋ね、孫は、もう選んでいられない、おばあちゃんのためだけにでも今年中に結婚しなくては、と決心し、結婚して、おばあちゃんを喜ばせるというもの。 一人っ子政策により2012年時点で女100に対し男118と男女の比率の差が大きい中国では婚活イベントなどが激化しているそうです。
An advertisement on Chinese dating website Baihe.com is urging single women to marry in order to please their families. In the advertisement, a sick grandmother repeatedly asks her grandchild if she has gotten married yet. The woman realizes that she can no longer be picky and decides to get married that year to please her grandmother. Then she gets married, and then it shows her grandmother is very happy.
これ CM 見たんだけどね、あのね、ちょっとしたホラーみたいだった。おばあちゃんが結婚したの？結婚したの？みたいな何度も聞くの。怖いのなんか。
How much can you relate to this, situation?
Well, これさ、あのウェスターンのメディアで取り上げられてたから、このニュースが、
うん、
すごくなんていうの、その家族のために結婚するっていうのがわーお、ありえないみたいなトーンなわけじゃん、うん、ただ日本ってまだ結構あると思うよね。こう親を喜ばせるために早く結婚しなきゃ、なんか親とかおばあちゃんおじいちゃんを安心させるために結婚しないととか
言ってる人はよく聞く。Even if that pressure exists, that's definitely a trend that is going away here in Japan. Not that many people are getting married and having kids right now.
まあね、でもその親とかおじいちゃんおばあちゃん世代ではまだまだそうやって言うよ。言う人いっぱいいるよ。周りにもいっぱい言ってる。
言ってもいいから。
What?
They can say...That doesn't really change the reality, though, that people aren't... That's not really happening in Japan so much, right?
In Tokyo. But I...
But all those kids from outside of Tokyo come into Tokyo and then kind of end up in the same situation, right?
It's not like all the young people come to Tokyo. So... あの、都心と田舎でかなり、まあ、都心というか東京だけじゃなくて、あの大きい都市、日本のとやっぱり田舎のところでは全然違うと思う。でもね、この中国って本当にこの婚活イベントがすごいらしくて、あの、うん、国の人数も多いじゃん、だからあのお見合いイベントに1万8000人来て一気にお見合いするやつとか、あの出会い系サイトに5000万人登録してるとか。
Wow.
すごいんだよ数が。だから出会い放題だよね、ある意味。ネットこういうのに登録しちゃえばさ、で結構ね、年収とかをすごいみんなもう大広げに書いて、条件をすごいあのちゃんと提示してるらしいよ。
What do you think about that? Like grandmothers pressuring their granddaughters to get married?
Well, I thinkこういうのはもうしょうがないと思う。 Of course they want you to get married. だからただそれを聞かなくてもいいと思うけど、別に自分が何それで焦ることないと思うけど、言う方はもうしょうがないんじゃない、言いたいでしょそりゃと思う。最近は私もすごい言われるよ、おじいちゃんおばあちゃんに。でもそれで焦るってことはないね別に。
That doesn't bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me. なんか of course they'll say that って感じだけど、それと自分はあんまり関係ないっていうか、弟先頑張れみたいな感じ。I don't know. Do your parents ever say this to you? 言わないか、男にはまだ若いし。
No, I'm good.
そうだよね。いやでもこれがだから35ぐらいになると言われるんだよきっと、男でも。
You think so?
うん。Yeah, they're going to start wondering, like, are Michael is 35 and he's always alone. みたいな感じで気になり始めんだよ、そしたら多分。
Yeah, well, yeah, that'd be 10 years of the same pattern, I guess. So.
あと10年あるから。But would that bother you? Would that make you 焦る?
If I'm 35...I might be bothered.
あ、自分で?
Anyways.
あ、そっか。
I don't
そうだね。
know.
そうね、最近その晩婚化とか未婚化って言われてるからね、
うん、
なんだっけ、結構な数の男性が独身のまま一生終わるみたいな、まあ男性だけじゃなくてまあ男女だけど、
いや、
そういうのなんて言うんだっけ、生涯独身率、
I don't know.
なんかそんな感じ、そうそうそう、だって
I don't regularly describe myself that way, so.
あー、でも周りみんな結婚してるね、今私27だから、
いや、yeah.
もうラッシュ、あ、なんか結婚は第二ラッシュぐらいで今子供を産んでるみんな、
いや、yeah, I'm seeing a lot of babies.
ねえ、すごいね、
I'm sure anyone in our age group
そう
is experiencing that though.
そう、多分26ぐらいから急に始まって、今そう子供の写真、友達の子供の顔見るの面白いけどね、なんか、あ、似てるみたいな、It's like
I guess
yeah なんかでも自分は想像できない、子供とかもうクマちゃんでいっぱいいっぱいなんだけど、 Can you?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Not even close.
You being a dad.
Not even close.
全然想像できない。
Way underqualified, for sure.
Oh, ウケる。そうだね。笑いすぎ。Yeah.
そうだね。
そんなことないよって言ってほしかった？超お父さんっぽいじゃん。養子に出された双子の姉妹が YouTube を介してお互いを見つけ、26年の時を経て再会しました。ロサンゼルスに住む女優のサマンサ・フューターマン、
フューターマン、
フューターマンはYouTube に自分の動画を投稿していました。その動画を見たイギリス在住のアナイス・ボーディエはサマンサが自分にあまりにもそっくりだったためメッセージを送ったことから二人の交流がスタート。誕生日が同じで生まれた場所も韓国のプサンだったことから DNA 検査を依頼したところ一致しました。二人は自分が双子だったことを全く知らなかったそうです。
Twins born in South Korea in 1987, adopted by different families and separated by the Atlantic Ocean have been reunited through YouTube. DNA tests have confirmed that Samantha Futterman,an actress, and Anai Bordier, a fashion designer, were separated after birth. Bordier was alerted to Futterman after friends saw Futterman's videos on YouTube and pointed out the striking similarities.
激似というか同一人物みたいに似てるんだよね、この二人が。可愛い女の子なんだけど、2分ぐらいのビデオがオンラインにあって、それ見るとね、ちょっと感動するよね。
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy story.
そうで、なんか2人が初めてスカイプでを使って顔見ながら話すっていうね、シーンとかも一瞬入ってて。
They seem super 仲いい。
ね。なんか昔から双子でしたみたい。双子でしたっていうか、一緒に育ちましたみたいな感じだよね。まあ、顔も全く同じだし、髪型もなんか同じだし。スカイプで初めて話してるとこ盛り上がってたよね、すごい。
Yeah, why did they, みたいな。They look so similar. Their height.
あ、そうそうそう。
Their hair.
Body type とかね。
Yeah, it's.
なんか一人がデブで一人が痩せてるとかじゃないもんね。
It's really strange how similar they look.
Yeah. しかもどこの国にアダプトされても仕方なかったわけじゃん。なのに二人とも英語話せるって。いうのも奇跡じゃない？じゃないとコミュニケーションできないじゃん。
いや。
だって韓国でアダプション出されたわけだからさ。
いや。
世界中どこでもよかったんだけど。ね。普通にすごいねってこのテクノロジー。
It really makes it apparent how much nature matters versus nurture.You know, there's the argument nature versus nurture, right?
Okay.
Nature is your genetics.
Oh.
Nurture is how you're raised.
Right.
And environmental factors.
Right, right.
So they grew up in very different environments from a very early age.
Mm.
But their genetics is are identical.
Mm.
And there's, it seems like there's very few differences between them.
Yeah. Right? Ma, ato, they were both
even
in Europe.
Even the personality is very similar.
They were both in Europe. I am sure that helped a lot too. Mm. Oh, no. No, the one. No.
Isn't
one girl was
LA?
In LA. Ah, so, so, so.
The other girl was...
She grew up in Paris.
And then
she moved to London.
Yeah, moved to London.
Ah, so, so, so.
So...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why she was saying like, oh my God, you're European. That's crazy, yeah. Right? 自分のトゥインシス、てか同じ顔の人がなちっちゃい時から双子で育ったら見慣れてるじゃん自分の双子を、
うん、
だけどさ26歳になって急に自分と全く同じ顔の人が現れて実は双子でしたってなったら I'll freak out like wow.
Well, how many twins like this do you think there are where they don't look the same?For some reason, hair is different.
Yeah.
Diet's different. Grew up in a different place.
Yeah.
So let's say one's a lot heavier than the other. Maybe they wouldn't have recognized each other. It was very important that they looked the same for this to happen too, right?
Yeah, but 一卵性だったら大体顔はさ同じじゃん。二卵性じゃなければ。 So...I feel like you would, like, なんか髪がわかるよね。自分だったらわかるんじゃない？
I know identical twins that don't look that I that alike though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
一卵性でも？
Yeah, they're identical, but they don't look that alike.
Oh, to an extent where.They'd be looking at someone.
Well, they do very different things.
Yeah.
So,
but to an extent where either of them go, well, if they were in this situation, like, 顔が同じでも雰囲気が違ったら気づかないと思う。
But their face is a little bit different too.
But they're identical.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Their genetics are identical.
Yeah.
But they look slightly different just because of environmental factors.
Slightly, right? Not like.
But they look different enough that you can very easily tell which one's which.
Ah, でもそれ自分だったら違うんじゃない？だから外から見たらあんま似てないと思っても自分だったらさ自分の顔にめっちゃ似てるちょっと違うけどめっちゃ似てる人がいたら You might get excited and write to that person. No?
Maybe.
Mm.
I don't know.
I don't know. I would freak out.
If you found out that you had a twin?
Yeah.
You might have one. Who knows?
でスカイプでさ、自分の顔の人が出てくるんでしょ、それで。
Yeah.
Somewhere with like a total different life.
What if someone tricked you? What if someone made a Facebook profile using your picture...And just like photoshopped a bunch of pictures of someone that looks like you and like put your face on it.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh my God, it's my twin. And so you message them and you ask the Skype. And then they like CG some.
何のためにやるのそれね。ね。
I don't know. Like that could be, a reality TV show.
What?
Where they like blow people.
That's so cruel. That's
But they
cruel.
have prank shows.
それ
That's just like a very sophisticated
手が込みすぎ
Just make someone think they found their like long lost twin
No.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea. Thomas S. Monson, the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has been ordered to appear in British Magistrates Court next month to face allegations that the organization's teachings amount to fraudThomas S. Monson may be asked to defend the church's doctrines as suggested by a document released by the court listing 7 teachings of the Mormon Church as evidence of fraud.
モルモン教会の代表であるトーマス・モンソン氏がモルモン教の教えの中に事実と反するものがあるとして詐欺罪でイギリスの裁判所へ召喚されています。これすごいことじゃない?
Yeah, this is, it's pretty intense.
その具体的に何が詐欺に当たるって言われてんの？
Like the seven?
Yeah, like what exactly
like the seven
are they?
Things. I haven't seen the list.
Okay.
But they listed a few in the article. Like, what was it? Oh, that Native Americans are descendant from Israelis.
Ah, って言ってるってこと？モルモン教が？
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember exactly, but they claim that one of the groups from Israel.
Yeah.
Like the Native Americans are descended from them.
Okay.
Because they talk about the Native Americans in the Book of Mormon.
Oh, hey.
But DNA testing has shown that that's pretty much not true at all. So that would be one of the points.
Book of Mormon ってあのユタで見つけたって言ってるやつ。You know, they dug something
with the golden plates.
Yeah. Is that where it came from?
And Moroni? I think so.
Because if that's the case, then... なんだろう、人間が書いたものですって言ってればいいけど、落ちてた。
Well, it was discovered, like, in some hill.
But weren't they saying that it came from God?
Like, yeah.
Directly?
Yeah, something like that.
Right? そうすると問題だよね。それが間違ってるってなるとさ、
That it came from God?
No, if it had come from God, then it can't be wrong, right?
Oh, well, there's plenty of stuff that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so, I mean, no, but at the court, you have to explain it. So what is he going to do? How is he going to defend it?
I don't think he's going to go, personally.
Ah, eh? Ah, それもありなの? それいいの? それ。
They're threatening to arrest him if he does not go.
え、でもこの、
I believe.
この人アメリカ人じゃないの?
I think he is, yeah.
でもイギリスの裁判所に召喚されてんのか?
Well, the people that were supposedly tricked, I guess, are British? No?
Right, I mean, I'm sure they have believers there as well, but
they have.
But I mean,
believers everywhere. It's a huge organization.
Yeah, but I mean, the UK government just can't arrest an American guy, right?
I actually don't know where Thomas S. Monson is from, but it seems like they have the grounds to. They believe they have the grounds to do so.
これまあ行かなかったら何もあれだけど、もしその裁判所に召喚されて実際に行ったらどういう説明するのかめっちゃ気になるね。
He'll have answers for sure. These guys are very, very good at talking.
Okay.
And defending those doctrines. I don't know what his answers will be, but I'm sure he'll, if he does go, he'll have stuff. What's weird about this is how they've kind of singled out the Mormon church.
そうだね。
I mean, I'm not really religious.
まあでも、その、間違ってるって証明するのが簡単なものが多かったんじゃない？だからそういう歴史っぽい話だと、あの、科学の知識を振りかざせば、なんだろう、refute できるじゃん。ただ Adam and Eve とかなってくると、何、進化論も別に 100% 科学で証明されてないから、
Now, there are,
refute できないっていうのがあるからじゃないの。
Well, what about evolution? What about the age of the planet Earth? These are just some basic things that almost all of Christianity has completely wrong, and it's very very easy to prove how old the Earth isAnd that evolution is a real and ongoing phenomenon.
Yeah. まあね。でもそれいいってなる、それで召喚できるってなると全部もう宗教なくなるというか宗教のリーダーの人みんな呼ばれちゃうよね。
It seems strange. I think they're going after Monson and the Mormon Church because they think it's the easiest place to start, I guess.
Maybe.
Also, ex-Mormons tend to be a lot more aggressive than ex-other beliefs.
Oh.
People that used to be Mormon are a lot more worked up about the whole thing. People that used to be Catholic and then they leave the Catholic Church, they're just kind of like, oh, whatever.
まあ、確かに怒ってたりする人は見たことないけどあんまり。でも、
But they were never really that, because people who are Mormon give so much to it. They give, the investment is huge. They're,
yeah.
they're actually going to church. They're actually doing, they follow the rules very strictly for the most part. You can't just casually leave.The church. There's a lot of pressure for you to stay. It's almost social suicide to a certain extent to leave.
まあ、But、そうすると失ったものも大きいし、振りほどくのが大変だったから怒りみたいなのにつながるのかもね。
Yeah, so I'm sure they're behind this. This whole thing.
元信者の人たちがね。
Yeah.
I don't know. One thing
they're upset about is the tithing. You know what tithing is?
No.
So tithing is where the church expects you to pay 10% of your salary.
Right. それすごい高額だよね。10%って年収の。
And they construct these absolutely stunning, just extravagant temples all over the world.
日本も
They have the craziest temples.
ね、東京も何個か見たことあるけど、うわって思うと絶対モルモン教だもんね。めっちゃお金かかってるみたいな。
I went to this one temple in Hawaii.
Okay.
And it was so crazy. Like it was just out of this world. It's like the Taj Mahal almost.
Right.
I mean, not that level, but it's like.It's crazy enough that there's just this crazy sense of awe.
誰にも強制されず自分で年収の 10% 払うって決めて払ってる人は別に払ってればいいと思うんだけど、なんか自分だったらその 10% がその素晴らしい教会になってるの見たらちょっと嫌になりそうなんだけど、え、なんでみたいな。うちこんな狭いのにみたいな。じゃあそのお金使えばよかったとかなりそうじゃない
If you think about it as sort of a beacon of faith and a house of God, you know, it's very easy to justify spending money on a house for God, right? It's
but,
God's place. It better be pretty ballin'.
But would God want that?
I don't know.
You know, like, is he a kind of person orcreature or existence that would be happy with that kind of material things?
I don't know, but this tithing thing is not limited to Mormonism.
まあそうね、そうね。
At all. In fact, they pass around little
boxes,
hats or whatever for you to put your money into at other places.
Yeah. そうね、普通の教会もそうだし、あと仏教とかもさ、お葬式の時、戒名とかですごいお金払ったりとか。
Throwing like goendama and stuff into the little the little box get your little clap going.
That's a little different though, I feel like, for Shinto.
Throwing your money into that box?
Yeah.
Why?
That's more like throwing a coin into a fountain.
What do you think they do with that money?
I don't know.でもそんななんないじゃない。
It's the same thing.
I'm sure they, I'm sure they take a lot of kifu and stuff. So
yeah.
I've never been そんななんだろう。
But that's not 10% of your income. That's not even close.
うん。 なんかさ、何だったら使う？年収の 10% を定期的に払ってくださいって言われて、何だったら、あ、分かったって自分が思うかどうかも分からないもん。
Nothing. I don't know.
10% でかいよね。年収の 10% は。
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah. 無理無理。
Especially when you're already paying like more than 50 to the government.
Yeah. そうね。もういろんな人にあげているじゃんね、そしたら。 Oh well.
An Iraqi suicide bombing instructor has accidentally killed himself and 20 pupils when he mistakenly detonated a car bomb. The explosion occurred 60 miles northwest of Baghdad in an insurgents' camp. Security forces arrived on the scene and arrested 22 survivors. They also discovered 7 fully prepared car bombs and suicide bomb belts. The camp was operated by the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS.U.S. military intelligence believes that there are currently about 2,000 fighters operating in ISIS, led by international terrorist Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
イラク・バグダッドのテログループ ISIS の自爆テロ班が爆弾の使用方法を部下に教えていたところ、車に仕掛けていた爆弾を誤って起爆させ、自らを含む20人が死亡しました。当局が現場に駆けつけ、生存者22名を逮捕しました。また現場では爆弾が仕掛けられた車が7台と自爆テロに使用するベルトが発見されました。国際テロリストアブーバッカルアルバグダディ、
バグダディ
が、stop 確かにね。が率いる ISIS には現在2000人が所属しているとみられています。Baghdadi.
Yeah, that's, that's definitely the best terrorist name ever.
Yeah.
Baghdadi.
2000人すごいね。大所帯。でもこの逮捕された22人もこの理由で逮捕されるの嫌だね。
Well, more interesting than all of this, the suicide bombing instructor blew himself and his pupils up.On accident.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
ね。
What an idiot.
まあどっちにしろもう死ぬ用意はできてたんだろうけどさ、みんなの自爆テロ犯なんだから。
That was that was.
今じゃないって思っただろうね。まだ。
That was potentially 21 suicide bombings.
Yeah.
But well, we won't. Even worse than that. I mean.
Yeah.
20 kids are dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We saved them. よかったね。
No, no, no. 20 kids are already dead. They were killed by the mistakenly detonated car bomb.
Oh, kids. Oh, you mean like
the pupils,
these kids.
The kids that were being trained by this instructor.
Right, right, right. Well, but they were gonna, you know, kill themselves while killing other people, right?That was their plan.
Yeah,
that's why they were there. So
yeah, I don't really blame these kids for getting sucked into all this crap.
But kid, you keep saying kids, but were they children? No, right?
These suicide bombers are almost always kids, not like
not
children,
always.
But they're like teenagers. You know, they're 15 or whatever. That's a kid. That's definitely
well, if
a
they
kid.
Were like teenagers, then I would feel really bad. But
they are. That's remember.
They were gonna die anyways.
They're definitely victims. They're victims of this, of these crazy extremists who just brainwash them into thinking that it makes sense to blow yourself up to kill a few.Innocent civilians that have nothing to do with this conflict in the first place. It's completely ridiculous.
It is. It is. だって前の時もさ、なんかタリバンが女の子はにはやらせないって言ってたけど、じゃあ男の子にはやらせてんのかよって突っ込んだけど、あれもね、男の子いっぱい使ってるって言ってたもんね。
Yeah, these kids aren't thinking for themselves at all. They trust these older people and they just get brainwashed.
That's crazy.
Also in the news was use of metadata for drone strikes.
Yeah.
They were using or have been using metadata for drone strikes. That means this dude's cell phone is in this area. And they and they fire like a hellfire missile at that GPS coordinate.
Mm.
And so they don't have visual confirmation. It's just they're using metadata from like phones.
Yeah.
So that's why there have been so many civilian deaths. So many civilian deaths from these drone attacks over there. So, you know, we have these robots blowing people up, oftentimes families and kids and stuff.
Right.
In Iraq, or Afghanistan, or and these, yeah, these kids think that it makes sense to retaliate.
Right.
Of course they do.
Right. まあね。
Of course they're retaliating. I mean, we have these robots that are blowing everyone up over there.
Yeah.
You know, that anger that they feel is going to spread among all of them to kids who aren't directly involved in the conflict, and they'll be recruited by this crazy ISIS group. Then pretty soon they're being taught how to detonate a car bomb or something.
And then they kill other people's families, and then it's endless.
Well, they'll, you know, drive into a base or something or whatever.
Yeah. ね、だから終わりがないよね、こういうのを繰り返してると。
Yeah, there's no end.
Yeah.
Nanomotors have been controlled inside living cells for the first time. The scientists placed small synthetic gold ruthenium motors inside living HeLa cells.
HeLa.
HeLa?
Yeah.
Is it HeLa? HeLa cells, HeLa, propelled them using ultrasonic waves and steered them magnetically. Nanomotors could one day treat cancer, perform intracellular surgery, and deliver drugs.
世界で初めて生きた細胞の中でナノモーターを操縦することに成功しました。科学者たちは生きたヒーラ細胞の中にルテニウムでできた極小のモーターを入れ、超音波と磁気を使って動かすことに成功しました。今後この技術で細胞内の手術や薬のデリバリーができると期待されており、実現すればがん治療に役立ちます。すごすぎるよね。どんなちっちゃいの?
Did you see the picture?
No. Was there a picture?
Yeah, they have pictures.
Oh. どんだけ拡大したの、それ?
I have no idea how they're doing this, but they have these tiny...
もう見えないにも程があるじゃん。
These tiny motors inside of these cells, and they can use them to mechanically manipulate the inside of the cell. So they can like spin it inside the cell and move it around.
Yeah, sci-fi 映画みたいだよね。
Yeah.
You won't even feel it, you know?
Ray Kurzweil has been talking about something, which is, it's a hypothetical or like a theoretical technology.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called a respirocyte, which is a hypothetical artificial red blood cell.
Oh.
And I guess they've already come up with the design for this thing.
Yeah.
But it's... That doesn't mean they can necessarily do it. But it seems like it's just a matter of time before they actually create this respirocyte. But the respirocyte would be this artificial red blood cell made from 18 billion atoms into a small, like, pressure tank for oxygen. And then you would have these in your blood.
Yeah.
And that would allow... They would just release oxygen into your blood and allow you to hold your breath for extremely long periods of time. So you could just dive underwater without a snorkel or a tank and just swim.
But yeah. diving はできないんじゃない?
Why?
Because you need to keep breathing so that your lungs won't explode.
Well, you just need to exhale, right?
And inhale.
Is inhaling required?
Yeah, because how do you keep exhaling the whole time?
I don't know. Isn't oxygen coming from...
How do you do that? What?
I guess you're not good on just oxygen, huh? You need to have nitrogen.
Yeah. So you need a tank as well. Mm. How do you keep exhaling for like an hour? 無理じゃん。吸わないと。
まあね。
Yeah.
まあでも、you can keep exhaling if you're ascending, can't you?
How?
Because the air is expanding as you go up.
Yeah, but 3 meters とかだったらいけるかもしれないけど、it takes time.
Well, whatever. You can hold your breath in like your bathtub or whatever, swimming pool, for like 6 hours.
そうだね。バスタブで6 hours。まあでもまあすごいよね。その何時間も泳げれば。
3 meters is pretty deep, even.
Yeah, it is pretty deep. 3 メートルのプールとかね。
But there are those free divers that dive super deep for like 22 minutes or whatever. They don't have any problems.
They're trained, right?
Yeah, but they don't have to keep breathing. They don't keep breathing, right?
ちょっとずつ入ってんじゃないの?
They exhale on the way up.
Mm.
I don't... But they're not breathing the whole time. They just hold their breath and they dive. じゃない?
That's because they don't stay too long in... その
超長いよ。
Like, no. I mean like 一番そのプレッシャーが高いところ。
They go super deep too.
I know, but like they're moving. I don't know. Maybe you're gonna be fine if you're trained.
I think this Respirosite idea is still legit. Nice try.
Yeah. I mean, it is legit. It is legit. この細胞の手術もすごいじゃん。
ね。
Yeah. そのじこれのさなんか映画とかできないかな。It's like 誰かにこのナノモーターを埋め込まれるみたいな知らない間に。
Mm.
And then it like destroys your cells.
You know what's funny?
みたいな怖い映画。
Always those implants from aliens are 超でかいじゃん。
そうだね。
If an alien was gonna implant you with something, it'd be so tiny.Wouldn't it? It wouldn't be like this giant capsule Dr. Mario looking pill thing or something under your skin.
Yeah.
It would be like a nano implant. And it would just go in your bloodstream and then...
It doesn't have to be.
Go into your brain and take over. Whatever.
まあ、take over するんだったらちっちゃい方がいいけど、エイリアンみたいに。お腹から生まれるんだったら別にでかくてもいいんじゃない?
But if we can build little things like this that are this tiny and put them inside of these HeLa cells, then can't we create trackers and other devices that can be injected into a person without them even knowing?
Yeah.
And track their location?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because we can build these little nano bots.
Yeah.
That are so tiny. They're inside something that you can't even... Like, these cells are really small. You need a microscope.
Yeah.
It's even tinier than that.
Microscope だよ。
Yeah.
Yeah. しかもさ、このヒーラ細胞っていうのが... It's a woman's name. Heather or something. It's her cell.
Oh.
すごくない?
Is it actually her cell?
Yeah.
Why do her cells get a special name?
Because it was... なんかその一番最初にこの一番ちっちゃいそのセルのあのこの状態を取り出したのが成功したセルの持ち主がこの女の人だったんだって。すごくない?
So is there anything special about HeLa cells?
No, no.
It's just that
it's just that they were using her cell, janai.
Nanda.
But I don't know. Maybe there was something special about her. I don't know. I have to read it, but...
Yeah, I haven't heard of Tila cells before.
この女の人すごくない?と思って。自分のが、うん、みんなに使われてんだよ。
More important than that, breeders have created a cat that looks like a werewolf.
Yeah. なんか可愛いような可愛くないような模様だよね。
It totally looks like a werewolf.
Yeah. そうだね。
興味ないの。
うん、なんか見たけど見てなんか可愛いか可愛くないか微妙な。
わざわざ I'm bringing up cat の話だけど全然喜んでくれない
。いやなんか可愛いか可愛くないか微妙だなと思って。
可愛くない猫はどうでもいいか。
え、だってこれしかもだって人間が作ったんでしょ。
でも全部そうだよ。They're all like that.
No, like, だからそのもう新しいの作んなくていいよって思うから。
You only like そのクラシック。
Like existing cats でいいじゃん。Like we shouldn't be breeding
new cats.
Yeah.
じゃあ。Never mind.
インスタグラムにあのクマちゃんの動画載せたんだよ。そしたらみんなにマミの声がいつもと違うって言われた。多分一人だったから家になんかテンション低いじゃん。それで多分なんか落ち着いた声になってたらしいよ。
うん。
Anyways、あのアプリ、アップデートもうすぐ出るのでもうちょっと待ってください。あと一応あの文字起こしのテキストはエピソードが出た2日後ぐらい。にはアップされてるようにしてるよね今。
ああ、
64そう
だっけ。
うん、だからこの間の月曜日のはもう上がってますのでぜひよろしくお願いします、
yep.
っていうわけでもうすぐ週末イエーイハビハビ嬉しい。
関係あるの週末。
関係ある若干。
Why?
Cause like people around me are working on weekdays. かまってくれないじゃん。
You never know what day it is. だから関係ないかなと思った。
土日だけ関係ある。月から金はぐちゃぐちゃでもういい、うん、別にいらない感じ。
Okay.
Okay. 終わり。Bye.
Bye.